Star Wars 7x7 episode 2265. So, we were talking about The Mandalorian. We've been talking about The Mandalorian the last couple of days, but I decided that it was time to dive into a couple of questions about The Mandalorian that remain unanswered. And to answer one of them, I have to answer a set of other ones, which we kind of have an idea of, but I figured let's just, you know, clear the air and explain what exactly the deal is with a Moff and a Grand Moff. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, Moff Gideon, played by Giancarlo Esposito, we talked about him and some of the reveals that he's been making during the course of his interviews leading up to The Mandalorian Season 2. Well, this whole Moff business is a little bit slippery. It was pretty well defined in Legends, but now that the canon has been rebooted, there's definitely a lot less definition, although there are a couple of holdover things that have made it through, and so we'll, you know, touch on that briefly, but for the most part, we're just going to concern ourselves with what is right now and what we, you know and can guess at, basically. So as we know, Gideon is a Moff, or we think he's a Moff. I'll address that. But according to Wikipedia, a Moff is the rank held by sector governors in the First Galactic Empire. And it notes that in the fifth year of Emperor Sheev Palpatine's reign, there was a fixed number of 20 Moffs who answered to the Imperial Ruling Council. And it was that year, so this would be 14 BBY, that the senior rank of Grand Moff was created. And the first Grand Moff was, of course, Willif Tarkin. Now, there's a bit of, I guess, overlap with the old Legend stuff here, because in the old stories, there were 1,024 sectors, or the galaxy had been divided into 1,024 sectors, and Moffs were in charge of them, but 20 Moffs in specific were given control over the 20 sector armies that they had going. And in the current canon, there is kind of something similar referenced that way. Wikipedia notes that Moffs were in command of their sector's sector group, a formation that contained assets from the Imperial military and intelligence. So you have sectors and you have Moffs, but then there are also oversectors and Grand Moffs. So according to Wikipedia, again, a Grand Moff is a political title in the hierarchy, and they are governors of oversectors, which are grouped star systems and sectors that demonstrated signs of unrest. In other words, rebel activity, if you will. Not necessarily rebel, but certainly that would fall under it. Also, just general resistance to the Empire's rule, even if it wasn't organized in that fashion. They also note that oversectors and Grand Moffs, like, that was also created with the suggestion of Tarkin in 14 BBY. So that whole oversectors thing was part of his idea as well. And again, according to Wikipedia, Grand Moffs have a large amount of liberty to subdue insurrectionist regions, and as such had the authority to deploy and command Imperial military resources, and were allowed to override any Moff or planetary governor. And Grand Moffs also had the authority to issue the status of a most wanted bounty. Ooh, ah. Now, whereas it says in Wikipedia that to be appointed a Moff, you could be appointed by the Emperor or by an advisor. And I think that the only time we've ever actually seen a Grand Moff appointed was when Emperor Palpatine appointed Tarkin as a Grand Moff, or made him the first Grand Moff, and that actually took place in the Tarkin novel by James Luceno that goes way back. Well, you know, seems like it's way back, what, 2015 maybe? Around there. November of 2014, actually. So, that was close. Close. Anyway, so Emperor Palpatine being the one to bestow the title of Grand Moff, I think that's a safe presumption for just the title of Grand Moff in general. And so what does it have to do with Moff Gideon? Well, I will explain that in just a second. I do just want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Audible and thank them for letting me have the opportunity to give you a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial if you go through sw7x7.com/audible to try their service. hundreds of new and old Star Wars titles, I learned a fun fact about the Timothy Zahn Thrawn novels. Zahn has said that in writing the new stuff, he's trying to A, not conflict with the old stuff, and he's also trying to bring some of the old stuff into the new canon as well. So if you want to listen to an old Thrawn story, which might, you know, not officially, but have some relevance to the new stories, or if you want to listen to the new stories, check out sw7x7.com/audible for your free audiobook download and free 30-day trial, and thank you for supporting me in Star Wars 7x7. So here is the deal. After the supposed death of Sheev Palpatine on Death Star 2, the Empire was thrown into chaos, and various people tried to, you know, grab power and command Imperial remnants and whatnot. There was a guy named Moff Pandion, and he gave himself a promotion to Grand Moff and called himself Grand Moff Pandion, and that happened in the Aftermath trilogy novels, okay? So we know that after Palpatine disappeared, let's just use that term, shall we? Then, you know, as everybody was scrambling for power, people just gave themselves titles willy-nilly, and if they were able to back them up, then so much the better for them. What does this have to do with Gideon? Well, Gideon was apparently previously part of the Imperial Security Bureau. We now know that he uses the title of Moff. But it does open up the question of whether he was made a Moff prior to the death of Palpatine and he's been a Moff for these last 5 years, or did he just give himself that title and now he's trying to consolidate power in this particular area of the galaxy? You know, it's been 5 years since the Empire fell by the time we meet him in the Mandalorian series, so any number of things could have happened. He may be a self-designated Moff for all we know. But that whole business about him being in charge of this particular section of the galaxy, well, that's another conversation that we need to have, and that we're going to have another day. For today, that's where we're going to leave things, and that's going to do it for this episode of the show. Thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2020 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.